What's up, fight fans? Welcome to the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media, and this is your preview of Da-Eun Jung versus Devin Clark, light heavyweights in the UFC, co-main event at UFC Fight Night, Lewis versus Spivak this weekend, Saturday at the Apex in Enterprise, Nevada. It's the Fight Stack, Jung and Clark. Let's roll. At first glance, this one looks like your classic striker versus wrestler matchup. Da-Eun Jung, the South Korean. This event, of course, was supposed to be in South Korea before the UFC nixed those plans and brought it back to the Apex in Las Vegas. Devin Clark, his opponent, the wrestler, trains out of Jackson Wink in New Mexico, but Devin Clark does have finishes on the feet. Da-Eun Jung, born December 7th, 1993. He's 29 years old, stands 6 feet 4 inches tall. Always a problem with 78 and a half inches of reach. In the light heavyweight division, he's 15-3 with one draw in 19 matches, and you love his style on the feet. He's got 11 knockouts, and he's won 2 by submission, only 2 by decision. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. His last fight, though, was a knockout loss to Dustin Jacoby at UFC on ABC. Ortega versus Rodriguez, that was over the summer in Elmont, New York. Right outside of New York City. Before that, it was the vicious KO victory over Kennedy Jatukwu. He beat William Knight by unanimous decision before that. Prior to that fight, it was a draw against Sam Alvey. But before that, he was undefeated in his first couple of UFC fights, looking for an opportunity to climb up into the rankings after Jacoby KO'd him over the summer. His opponent, Devin Clark, born April 12, 1990 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, USA. He's 32 years old, the brown bear at 6 feet tall with only 75 inches of reach, giving up 3.5 there and a bunch of height as well. But he is a great wrestler. That's the equalizer. Nobody's taller than you on your feet, right? So the 2-time NJCAA All-American at 184 pounds for the Rochester Community and Technical College Yellow Jackets. Eventually dropped out of college, but started competing as a martial artist at his local gym. Quickly moved up after being a high school state wrestling champ, junior college national wrestling champion, and an amateur boxer. He's fought at both light heavyweight and middleweight. In 20 pro fights, he's got 13 wins, 7 losses. In his 13 wins, he's got 4 of them by knockout, 1 by submission, 8 by decision. In his losses, 3 by knockout, 3 by submission. So when he wins, it's by decision, unless it's a KO, because remember, he's a boxer. But when he loses, it's by knockout or submission. He gets finished a lot. Clark, the former RFA light heavyweight champion, went to the UFC after RFA 37. Faced Alex Nicholson, lost by knockout by punches, and that was his middleweight debut. Couple of wins back-to-back, then a loss to Jan Błachowicz, the former champ. He's also lost to Alexander Rokic, ranked in the top 5, Ryan Spann, Anthony Smith, former title contender, Jan Kutalaba, and his last fight out, Azamat Mirzakhanov. TKO'd him by punches on August 13th. Could be the end of the line in the UFC with a loss for Devin Clark here. Maybe a little extra motivation for him. I don't know about that. Every fighter, every time out, has all the motivation they need. But definitely an opportunity to put on a show for Da-Eun Jung. It was supposed to be in front of the home fans. It's in Vegas, but they will be watching Da-Eun Jung, Devin Clark at UFC Fight Night, Lewis versus Spivak. Moving on with your fight stack, UFC Fight Night, Lewis versus Spivak this weekend at the Apex was supposed to be in Korea. Lewis and Spivak was supposed to be in November. This fight card was supposed to be in Korea, but it's in Vegas now. Let's take a look at your betting preview. Da-Eun Jung, Devin Clark, light heavyweights, UFC Fight Night, Lewis versus Spivak, Saturday at the Apex. And of course, this one, the co-main event on this fight night card, Da-Eun Jung favored minus 250, Devin Clark at plus 190, and you're looking at some methods here. And Jung by TKO or KO is plus 125 by submission, plus 700 by decision, plus 250. Meanwhile, if you're looking at Clark by KO or TKO, plus 550 by submission, plus 1200, and by decision is plus 500. Will the fight go the distance? Plus 150, yes. Minus 200, no. Will either guy win in 60 seconds or less? Jung, plus 550. Clark, plus 1900. So where's the value in this fight? Anywhere Clark is, obviously, as the underdog. Anything you want to couple that with. And when you're looking at Clark as the underdog, if you think he's going to win, you're thinking he's going to win by decision or by TKO slash KO, because he loves the takedowns, and if he takes him down and beats him up on the ground, he can get a finish earlier in this fight. So you're looking at him to win. You're looking at a method of victory to parlay it and make even more money. For Jung, you're thinking if he's going to win, he's going to turn the lights out. He's going to win by KO or TKO, and he's probably going to do it earlier. roll the dice, get that huge value, Jung to win straight up, Jung to win by KO, TKO, and Jung to win in the first round. You got a huge parlay there. By the way, it's plus 200, plus 425, plus 1,000 in the first three rounds for Jung, and it's the co-main event. So those are the rounds by victory there. If you think he's going to win in the first round, plus 2, plus 425 in the second, plus 1,000 in the third round when he could tire Devin Clark out. Not a real lot of value on Jung without those parlays, but you're going to do value by his winning. You're going to do value by the KO or TKO, and then early if you're going to think that's going to happen. So there's where your value is there. Why? Because you'd have to expect Jung to get back on track after that 16-fight undefeated streak was ended by Dustin Jacoby, who's number 13 in the light heavyweight division. The South Korean now has a good chance of returning on the right track. Devin Clark is 13-7. Jung has the better record. He has the reach. He has the height. His fighting skills superior to what Clark possesses. Jung's most humbling loss in his career happened against Jacoby. Knocked him out in round one. But Jacoby is a very good fighter. He didn't have what it takes, Jung, to deal with Jacoby's punches, but he can handle whatever Clark throws at him. The 29-year-old, a fun, maybe not completely polished fighter, has a knack for putting guys out, standing toe-to-toe with Kennedy Zichukwu and blasting Kennedy with elbows until putting him to sleep at UFC Vegas 42. That power is absolutely terrifying. Clark loves to come up the middle. He's got a huge reach disadvantage in this fight. He loves to take counter punches, and then he thinks he can eat them to get his shots in, but then he goes to sleep. It doesn't bode very well for him in this fight. Maybe under 2.5 at minus 145 is a good play here. Three of Jung's four UFC wins have come inside the distance. And for Clark, he's definitely a guy who can beat Jung. He's pretty good at beating opponents into getting close, but that slow pace makes him vulnerable to movement, like Jacoby did to him at UFC Long Island. For Clark to win, he needs to pick his moments. When Jung is feeling himself and the hands start to drop, Clark needs to rush and tag him, maybe get a takedown before it's too late. Three of his last five fights have gone over 2.5 rounds, but I still like this one going under. Jung is the better, smarter fighter. Six of Clark's seven UFC wins have been by decision, but I don't think this one is going to the scorecards. Jung and Clark, light heavyweight, UFC fight night, Lewis versus Spivak this weekend. Thank you for joining me on the betting stack. You can find more fight previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchup on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease _, at Cageside Grease on social media. And this was our Fight Stack preview. Jung versus Clark on the Lewis Spivak Fight Night card in Vegas, UFC Fight Night this weekend. Keep your game tight and your mind right, fight fans. I'm out.